Hello, everyone. It's Cy. If you're in Denver, if you're in the Fort Collins, Colorado area, this week, if you're listening on Monday, this week, May 10th and 11th, I'm at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins. And then June 4th, Chicago, Zany's downtown. That's a Tuesday. One night only, Chicago, Zany's downtown. It's a small room. The tickets will go quick. Please get them as soon as you can. If you want to see Chad, he's gonna be in Austin, Texas in a couple weeks at the Mothership. Then he's gonna be in Springfield, Missouri coming up. He's gonna be in Detroit coming up. You can get all of these tickets in the links in the description of this episode. You could also follow us on Instagram, where we both have links to all of our tickets. You could probably go to Chad's website and get tickets there. And hey, one more thing. If you're in Minneapolis, a good friend of Chad and I's, the great Zach Martino, will be at the best comedy club on the planet, Acme Comedy Company, in 2 weeks, May 15th through the 18th. Chad and I both love Zach. We absolutely think you should see him. We absolutely think you should go support our favorite club. Do that. Thank you guys always for listening to this when you could easily skip through. It means a lot to us, and we hope you enjoy the show. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by Chime. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/nowhere. That's chime.com/nowhere. Chime feels like progress. Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com/somewhere. That's help, HELP.com/somewhere.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for coming back. This is my fake in a good mood voice. Across from me, as always, is Cyrus Amundsen.
I spent 10 minutes before the show telling Chad a new idea I had, and he listened to the whole thing and was kind and patient, despite the fact that 3 words in, I knew that he was using his pretend to be in a good mood voice. So, a lot of credit to Chad. I don't think you have ADHD or autism.
Thank you. You're the one in my life. Hey,
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not, but
not that
I'm
there's
just not
anything
trying to
wrong with that.
misdiagnose you and tell
I'm just
somebody.
saying, you think there's something wrong with autism, high functioning autism, why don't you come to my fucking house and look around? I
Yeah.
think I've done pretty well for myself.
Fucking palace here. A
Okay.
palace.
Now I actually am in a good mood. That's true. We were just goofing around about this this goddamn robin, right? We put up these shiny stickers that you go on the internet, and here's what the internet says: birds bothering you? Not for long. Try these stickers. Put them on your window, and you won't have a bird in your yard for the rest of your fucking life, or whatever it said.
That's a
And
direct
then
quote.
direct quote. And then we put them up. Kelsey actually put them up. I can see them floating around. Kelsey actually put them up. I took the
Finally,
screens off. I took the
you're
screens
learning
off.
from Uncle Cy. Have the woman do the work. Save your arms
Yeah.
for other things.
Yeah, I took the screens off because they're a bit like a puzzle, autism. And so I took the screens off, and then she put the stickers up because that's for normal brains. And you got to think like a bird to know where that bird's going to hit. But anyways, what these stickers have done is attract the bird. Now the bird, instead of fighting itself in the reflection, is coming over like, what the fuck are these things? These are pretty cool. And really getting into it.
Big sticker
So
bird.
yeah, I can't I am about 2 days away from getting a BB gun. I in no way want to hurt an animal. I don't think this robin really knows what it's doing, knows that it's bothering us. I've tried reason. I've tried speaking English to it. I've tried broken Spanish. Nothing is working with this goddamn robin. And so I don't know what to do other than maybe just put up with it. It went away for a while.
Took a
It went away for a
vacation.
while. I thought what was happening is there was like a nesting period. Everybody was figuring out where they were going to live. And then once that happened, once everybody was like laid their claim, then the birds were going to be like, okay, everybody, now we're back to normal. But this goddamn bird loves windows. It's really unbelievable.
Now, do you, I want you to give me an opinion about me.
Okay.
Am I a hypocrite? We know the answer to that is yes, but let's narrow it down because
Okay.
I struggle so much with anything getting hurt that like I will not squash a bug. It drives Jenna nuts. I will take a tissue, like a weak little beta boy, and I will pick up the little Spidey and I'll put him back in the woods. I'll
I'm going to
flick
pick
him
it up.
outside.
Here you go, spider. You go back out here where the birds can eat you before they crash into windows.
It's not the spider's fault that he got in the house with a bunch of vengeful giants. He didn't go,
Yeah.
"They don't want me in there. I'm trying to get in there. Fuck these guys. Shoes be damned. I'm in
Yeah.
your kitchen."
Yeah.
He, so I don't, I don't, I literally do not like hurting a fly, but there is a point that I get pushed to where it changes completely the other direction, and I'm like, I'm gonna kill this muskrat, I'm gonna slit this fucking goose's throat, and I
Yeah.
will choke that robin's life out of it in front
Yeah.
of all the other birds so they chirp the message to the masses. So
Listen,
does that
I
make me a
agree.
hypocrite, or does that just make me have like, because I don't think then I can say like I don't like violence if I'm out here like watching
Right.
the life leave a robin's eyes.
Right. You know what I like about you? I like that you want to slit a goose's throat because you can't miss. You know what I mean? You really set yourself up for success. It's the longest throat in the history of birds.
I try to actually go hot dog style, so it is hard to.
Oh, you split it.
Yeah.
You go head, you go head down to sternum.
Yes, I try to.
Well, then that is hard,
That it's
yeah.
very difficult. You're chasing after this thing. You're running with a knife, which I've been told not to do,
Right.
and it's all about that first puncture.
Yeah, no, that does make total sense to me. Have you seen, this is way off topic here, but have you seen the two things? Number one, let me go in order. Olivia, after her first year at this expensive private college,
Prestigious.
she brought home a poem about a spider getting smushed and how it wasn't its fault. And I'm going to tell you something. I read that poem on the back of the pontoon, and I had a hard time looking a spider in the eyes. Number one, because I don't know where they're located. But number two, just because I felt so fucking bad about spiders I've killed. It weakened
Do
me.
you
I
have
was
the
out in the
poem?
sun. It's called, I'll try to find it. I'll try to find it. And so, yeah, man, it is hard. I read that poem, and then for the rest of the time, just whatever wanted to live in the cabin lived in the cabin. It was crazy.
It's I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what the meter is because if I've said this before, but if I'm driving and a squirrel runs onto the road and I try to avoid him, and sometimes you try to avoid him and he tries to avoid you and you smush
Yep.
him, you're
Yep.
gonna have a grown man burying a squirrel in tears while the
Yep.
neighborhoods call the police about one of the maniacs that's apparently gotten loose.
It is weird because you do it all the time on the sidewalk with people. You're like, whoop, whoop. And you're like, instant, you go, want to dance? Right? That's a big line that people say. And then, but you don't get that with the squirrel. The squirrel's like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And then done.
Smash, smash-o. And here's the other thing, I eat meat. I like pounding meat into my
Ooh,
gullet.
do you?
Yeah,
Okay.
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, pivot man in a circle
You
jerk.
know exactly what I'm about. And that's just, that's just, all right, you cows, let's all get in a line so you can be executed. So I'm the hypocrisy of my feelings of violence towards living creatures, I think it would take someone far smarter than us to unwind.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, am I a vegan? No. Will I eat a hamburger while wearing a leather jacket? Also, no. That seems a bit much. That seems a bit like I skinned you, bitch, and now I'm eating your insides. That's like psychopathy.
Fuck, I can't believe I haven't told you this. So, you've been to my home. You are
I
aware of
have.
how I treat my garage door.
Yes.
This is a party. I'm living on
Right.
my front lawn. Am I working in the
Right.
garage? No. Do I want you to think I'm working in the garage? I do.
Of course.
So, the person who hates that more than all of our neighbors in the Homeowners Association is my wife.
You don't say.
My wife, and we go rounds about this thing. I'm like, it's not a big deal. I'm going right back out there. Well, what if somebody steals something? What if somebody steals something at 3 p.m. with all our cars in the driveway? I don't know. What if we fucking find aliens tomorrow in a different dimension or galaxy? Like, what the fuck? What do you mean, what if? It's like,
Now, I do have a question. What if you find aliens in your garage? Now, all of a sudden, Jenna's got a
she's
point.
got a great point then.
But so do you, because you've set an alien trap, and that's pretty fucking cool.
My favorite liar in the world, bar none, if I'm ranking liars, and we lost one recently, RIP OJ, we lost one of the all-time liars. Side note, this show never took off the way we thought it would. We're doing great. We're doing great.
Thank you, listeners.
Thank you so much. But do I think we deserve like Bad Friends, Two Bears level attention, especially because our show came out first and it's all kind of the same format? Do I think we deserve that attention? I don't know. That's for the people to decide, Chad.
Right,
But yeah, I think I actually just got a message. They're like, it's because you guys lied to us about going video for 3 years. And I think that's, you're just being a little petty. We tried our best. Hey,
That could be. I think there were several circumstances, but I see where you're
maybe
coming
it'll come
from.
back. And I don't think we should list those circumstances. That seems
I
like
never, I don't
it
want
could
to.
that could only unfurl the current positive tension. So had things gone the way we envisioned, oh my God, hey, oh, there's a middle of somewhere tour. These guys are selling so many fucking tickets where we're crushing. Do I think we're the sort of podcast who buys OJ's his Bronco on auction at the estate sale? I think we 100% are. I think there's no doubt about it. I think we make an unruly purchase of that Bronco. But,
And do we drive it to his funeral? Yes,
well,
we
I
do.
th at that point, maybe it's like, let's not. Listen here, sharks. How great would an anti-OJ parade be? An annual anti-OJ parade. Here's what we do. It's we get the parade permit, it goes right past OJ's graveyard, right? We're
Sure.
driving the Bronco. We are the parade masters. What are they called? Grand Marshals?
I think so.
Sounds like you're in charge of the KKK. I know that's something
It
different.
yeah, it does. That's Grandmaster, but
I'm a Grand Marshal, and every Bronco I drive will be white as snow. So we're co-Grand Marshals of the
Yep.
annual anti-OJ parade,
Okay.
and we take submissions from around the country. There are 12 slots for parade floats. You pitch, based on your pitch, we approve 12 of the floats, and you get to be in the annual anti-OJ parade. We drive by, we come back, we circle around the town. Maybe we go by a couple sponsored businesses and honk. It's a big event. I love it. I love it. I think this
Sure.
is the, other than his crime, this is the ultimate crime. The ultimate crime here is us not getting wealthy enough to accomplish this.
Well, I would listen. We maybe start a Kickstarter.
Let's do a
Get this
Kickstarter.
Bronco because you want to do this parade. What I would like to do is make a like a video where I kill a robin and the robin that it's fucking. And then you see me on the highway in this Bronco.
Me
And then there's this
driving and
big
you're just in
chase. Yes.
the
Yes. You driving, me in the back. And then there are so many unbelievably not funny poem lines that come out of Johnny Cochran's defense.
I'm so embarrassed that the parade every year, one of us drives and the other one's in the back seat with a shotgun. Like the fact that
Has
I
to be.
didn't think about that is
Yeah,
embarrassing.
it has to be. That's
So,
okay.
OJ, RIP.
But that is, if we're thinking about it, that is exactly why we haven't taken off.
RIP OJ, not P, just rest in whatever. I don't know that we need peace. Let's not find ourselves litigating OJ's destination.
Sure.
So, anyways, he's off the liars list because he's not around anymore. I think currently, right now, top of the world, grade A, number one, my favorite liar is this guy named Stephen Greer. Are you familiar?
I don't know Stephen Greer.
Stephen?
Or do I, and am I a better liar?
Steve. So Stephen Greer is one of these, like, he's like the head of this disclosure he's an alien whistleblower. He's the head of this thing like called the Disclosure Project. You can see him getting interviewed on all sorts of podcasts that generally are like, let's get some people who tell the truth and some people who lie, and let's mix them all in randomly and let's see what happens. And so Stephen Greer, now I am a believer in a lot of these alien whistleblowers. I just think there's enough info out there. I buy into a lot of it.
You think that there are
I do
aliens?
think there are aliens. I do think there are crafts that have been discovered. I think there have been bodies discovered. I think there's a lot of people who know about them. And I think, yeah, I do. That's what I think. Now, Stephen Greer, who heads this thing up, well, first of all, you're going to look at a picture of this guy and you're going to be like, well, that's a fucking alien wearing a skin suit.
Let me look. Oh wow. First one up. Wow. Wow. American ufologist. It's actually UFOologist, but it's ufologist. 68 years old. He studied at the Maharishi International University. That seems made up. Guess what? So did I. That's where I got my law degree, from the Maharishi International University. That's in Fairfield, Iowa. The Maharishi International University is in Fairfield, Iowa. What the fuck? That's like going, come on down to the Dubuque International Airport. Bitch, you fly just to Florida for vacationers. That's it.
Yeah, come on
Oh my
down.
God, that's funny.
Come on down to the New Delhi International Airport in Des Moines, Iowa. And but doesn't he look like a guy who'd be like, I would like a human hamburger, please? That's what he looks like.
Yeah, he looks like the people from Men in Black,
Yes, where you rip
where you
them.
just go, "Hey man, your cheek fell off. What the fuck's going on here?" Come on down to the Maharishi International University. Hold on. Formerly Maharishi University of Management. It's a private university in glamorous. Are you thinking somewhere in India or Sri Lanka? Fairfield, Iowa. It was founded in 1973 by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. How the fuck did this guy get to? You know what I'm thinking now? I'm thinking that IA isn't Iowa. Do you think it is?
I mean, it can't be. I
Do
mean,
you think it's India? Do you think it's the? Do you think it's like India's version of USA is IA?
what was
No, it says Iowa. It says Iowa. It's spelled out. It's spelled out. It is Iowa. What the fuck is happening? Where did this guy? Oh my God.
So
Hey, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, you just won the Powerball. Where are you headed? I'm going to Fairfield, Iowa to start a university of management.
does it say anywhere on there how they did in the tournament this year?
On the bubble. It says on the
They were a
bubble.
bubble team, so we got to look for what's their team? Could you say the university again?
Yes, Maharishi International University.
Yeah, how, dude.
I can't believe this shit, man.
So
94% acceptance rate, 76% graduation rate. That means that 18, 18% of the people that get in are like, ah, fuck it. I love Fairfield. There's too much going on in Fairfield. I can't study. I got to hit the diner that's open till 4. Average cost after aid, $15,000. I honestly, this is the wildest shit in the whole world to me.
What sort of poem does Olivia write if she goes there for a year?
Yeah, I have no idea. Stretch those 8 legs out, Maharishi style.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you by Chime. Spring is in full bloom, and let me ask you a question. Are your finances blooming too? Because with Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. Guys, I love the no annual fees. I love that you can use Visa's, you can use it anywhere they use Visa credit cards that they are accepted. I love that you can build credit using your own money. And there's a whole bunch of extra features that I think are really great. You can get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, fee-free overdraft with SpotMe. You have access to over 60,000 fee-free ATMs. You can send and receive money. So, guys, with Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/nowhere. That's chime.com/nowhere. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank NA or Stride Bank NA, members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out of network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Hey everybody, today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I know a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, more time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to figure out how to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is by knowing what's important to you and knowing how to prioritize it while dealing with all the other things you have going on. Therapy is a tool that can help you do that, amongst many other things. Chad and I have talked about therapy often on this show. We are both believers in it. Perhaps you would like to figure out how to prioritize and focus your life. Perhaps you would like to deal with larger things, major trauma, all sorts of issues, learn positive coping skills, how to set boundaries. Therapy is the way to go. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/somewhere today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/somewhere. So all that said, Chad, I love Stephen Greer.
Yeah.
Now, I do think some of the whistleblowers are a real deal. I do think there's a chance Dr. Greer, let's call him that. Let's give him a title he hasn't earned. Doctors usually love that. Dr. Greer, like I said, convinced he might be an alien in a human skin suit, but I love him. I love watching his interviews. He is... Yeah. Some of the stuff he says, you're like, I bet that's probably right. And then a few sentences later, he will say something like, and of course, you know, that's because we're part of an interdimensional twist that's been proven by, you know, several physicists and nothing. Like, he'll just go into this other thing and you're like, oh no, I can't believe I watched the first 40 minutes of this. Like,
yeah, they suck you in with like, it seems like it could be real. But don't you think that somebody needs to go interdimensional after they've spent so much time internationally in Fairfield, Iowa? Don't you think that that's your next logical step, is interdimensions?
I think that these guys, there are other guys who are like big disclosure whistleblower guys. They're part of that community. And I just don't know, like, they're so good. They're so well-spoken. And there's the recall is immediate. You go like, well, do the aliens have knees? And he's like, well, you know, they don't technically have knees. What they have is they have three kneecaps with a soft cartilage behind it, which we believe allows them to run at a fast speed. Like, just the recall and the reasoning, like the amount of time you would have to have spent making that up. But that's if you've never met. In society, we use words like, I have a little OCD, because you like to have a clean kitchen.
Don't even get me started.
Don't even get me fucking started. But we really do that with like the term, you know, with like the real psychological, like lying and stuff. Like, what's the term?
Yeah.
I'm blanking on it. Not psychopathic lying. Ugh. What's it called when you're like an extra liar? You ain't like somebody who just lies, but you're the sort of person...
You're talking like a sociopath?
Yeah, but pathological liar is what I was looking for.
Okay, sure.
Or a sociopath, but yeah, when you meet a real pathological liar, and they're like, I was, I was in the Brady Bunch for 6 years, and let me for 20 minutes tell you what it was like to hang out with those kids, and you're like, aren't you 25? How did you do that?
Yeah. And you don't see pathological liars as much anymore because of the internet,
yes.
I think.
Yep.
Like back before the internet, pathological liars were everywhere because no one could check your facts.
Yes. And I think that's a huge detriment to dads everywhere, because the day and age when you could lie to your children. So former one episode producer of the show, Joseph Matthew Gill.
Okay.
His dad, because he grew up real young, not much internet. By the time he's in high school.
I think people do grow up real young generally.
When he was real young, there wasn't a lot of internet.
Okay, yeah.
When he got old, you know, high school and college, the internet was a very real thing. And so he spent all of his life telling people that his father had been drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. And when the internet was old enough to store information like that, we proved that wrong. And I, to this day, I think it's the funniest thing in the whole wide world.
It's tough. There are a lot of guys my age that crushed puss in college based on them winning a state championship in some sport that never happened.
God, that's I mean, what did you go to the Maharishi Institute? That worked in your college? What
it worked
you in
because
Fairfield,
it was still Iowa? it was still dial up. It was still dial up at that point. I'm old.
I just like the people are like, you wait a minute. You mean before you got to this learned building, your high school team won a sport? Well, I've never been that wet in my whole life. Why is this the voice I've chosen?
I don't know.
All night, I lay in my sorority dormitory, flicking my bean, thinking about you making jump shots in the quarterfinals of the state tournament.
I honestly, they had a choice. It was lay down with man, or it was break into the library and check out some microfiche to make sure. And that's, nobody wants that shit.
Well, and as you and I have stated on the show before, just to be super clear, we're obviously a pledge program. We're a virginity until marriage program. We believe that sexual intercourse is a precious agreement between just two individuals.
And it's for making babies. Yeah. Even when you're married, let's not spread it out.
Yeah.
It's for making babies.
I couldn't agree more. Be careful with your seed, as we always say. Everybody knows that is one of the main slogans of this podcast. Be careful with your seed.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love this guy. He's a great liar. I think you should check him out. Now, to go back to where I started, which I do not know how to wind it back. Jenna doesn't like it when I keep the garage open.
Sure. I completely had forgotten we were talking about this.
So she doesn't like it. We argue about it. And I keep doing it because I am, of course, me.
Right.
And there's this thing going on that I do not know how to solve right now.
Okay.
So
maybe I can help you.
And I would love the advice. This is like your other show, except instead of relationship advice, it's like, well, I guess it's technically relationship advice.
Uh-oh. Okay.
But not technically. I need you to help
me.
Let
me try it.
So, as you know, there are shelves in my garage. And as you know, we treat my garage like your grandma's house, and we just keep the stuff. No matter how much I'm like, what if we got rid of the stuff? We keep the stuff. What if
you're kind of like, what if we had a junk drawer, but it was a whole garage?
Whole garage.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And on the, like, when you walk out my garage door, like you walk directly out the door, there's the shelves are on the right there, and they're up high, and there's some flower pots. When we moved into this house, there were 10,000 plants in flower pots all over the property. And as we've discussed before, Jenna is plant Kevorkian. So, and I ain't doing that work, brother.
So you have a lot of pots, you have a lot of flower pots in there. And those flower pots now, you think, well, if you guys can't have flowers or plants, why don't you get rid of them? Because I'll tell you, listener, because How do you know you're not going to need those for some sort of skills challenge on a tennis court with tennis balls like the Bozo Show Grand March?
That's a great point. That's a great point. I still think we should have thrown them away.
Yeah, well, we've used them.
What has happened now? At first, I was like, oh, why is this in here? And then I realized a bird has built a nest in one of the flower pots right by our door.
How the fuck do you think I'm going to help you with this when I can't keep a bird from running into my goddamn sticker-covered window? Why would you come to me with this? That's like going to this Steve Greer guy and going, hey, how do you get into a real college without a double chin? He's not going to be able to help you.
So there's a bird with a full nest living and in our garage. And it's not apparent. When you open the door, he's like, oh, I got to get the fuck out of here. And he spurts around the garage and runs out. So you're like, even if you don't know where the nest is, every time you walk into our garage, you go, I think a bird lives in here.
Yeah,
and
I bet.
Jenna leaves because of all the junk in our garage. She leaves the front door to get in her car. She didn't go in and out the garage. So she's smart
woman.
She doesn't yet know. And so my shoulders don't work, as we're all very aware. They don't reach above my head. And it is a reach above my head. So my options are, the only option, because here's the thing. I could have Shubes come over and take it down, but this motherfucker will rat me out. And he won't even know he's doing it. But he'll be sitting down on the deck with Jen, and he's like, it's crazy we got rid of that bird out of the garage. And now I'm fucked. And so the other option is you take a broom and you think you can knock the flower pot off and catch it as it falls without the bird nest falling, because there might be eggs. Like if the nest goes everywhere and it falls kind of in the corner where it's hard for me to sweep it up or pick it up, then I have to go to Jenna and go, hey, I was trying to hide the fact that I've allowed a bird to rehome in our garage from you, and I made it worse. Will you go clean it up? So I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Well, I can tell you what not to do. Don't stick a broom up there and shimmy it off the ledge and try to catch it, you fucking weirdo.
I think that's my best option.
You can't catch.
First of all, I can absolutely catch. If it's a basket catch, I can absolutely catch. Am I going up Jerry Rice and I'm plucking it out of the air?
But you don't think that weight and you having to catch that weight and stop it is going to hurt your shoulders?
It's one of the smaller pots. That's a good point. It's just, I'm backed into a corner.
It's a great point and you know it.
I feel backed into a corner. Baby's not old enough to start pulling his weight around here. Kevin's not going to do shit. He'd just as soon see me divorced.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. He wants you out of there so he can get his dick iced. Hey, guess who did some outdoor camping last night?
Wait, what?
Guess who did some outdoor camping last night?
You?
Wrong exclamation point. Wronger exclamation point.
Okay.
So today I wake up to pounding on the front door. Like pounding, like, please let me in. The murderer is 20 yards away.
Interesting.
Pounding.
Interesting.
So I wake up and I put my shorts on and I throw on a hoodie and I come outside, and from our bedroom, you can see the front door, like who's there. And it is a police officer. I see a police cruiser and I'm like, Jesus Christ, what's happening? And there is a guy that I don't know, but he's got like a coffee cup, like one of those, Yeti tumblers with coffee in it.
Yeah, they look like they're made out of steel.
He's ready for work.
Yeah, yeah.
He's ready for work. This is either the mayor or a ride along or a neighbor that's on his way to work.
Okay.
I open the door and Poe comes running up to me on his leash, by the way, on his tie out leash. So I'm like, I've just woken up. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is in the morning. And I'm like, what's happening? And then my neighbor goes, hey, just want to make sure everything was okay. Your dog was outside all night. And I go, what? Dog was outside all night? And before listeners start to freak out and break their whatever they're listening on, we have like an over. We have a it's a very nice place for a dog to sleep outside without getting rained on. It was warm enough. All that
it's an
shit.
Outdoor kennel.
So I just want to be clear that
you're not abusing this dog.
Well, and also, I promise you, you cannot make me feel worse than I made myself feel after I shut the door. I spent about 20 minutes wondering if I should put the collar around my fucking neck and go lay out there until tomorrow. I seriously thought about it. So I understand if you're upset, and I understand if you think I'm a fucking piece of shit. But so here's what happened. Yesterday, we are in this house talking a lot about, we're having conversations about
you and Kelsey
letters. Yeah. Okay. About letters that could be reasons why people do certain things. You know, all this stuff.
What do you
stuff.
Mean letters?
Well, like ADHD and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh. Fun.
So we're talking about stuff like that. Well, but I'm open to learning and I'm open to all this stuff. So anyways, yesterday we have this situation where I'm going to go to a functional doctor because Kelsey's had some success. But not only that, is there's an owner of comedy clubs around America. Mm-hmm. They have gone to a functional doctor and they have both said their life has turned around tremendously, knowing what you shouldn't eat, mm-hmm. knowing what you should eat, mm-hmm. stuff like yeah. that. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to this functional doctor. Now, for 3 days, I got text messages and calls and voicemails saying, Chad, you need to fill out the pre-registration patient form or you can't come in. We have to have this filled out. And if you don't do it before 48 hours left, you know, before your appointment, then we have to cancel your appointment and you incur the cancellation fee. Mm. You have to absorb that cancellation fee, mm. which is $175. Mm. And so then Kelsey said, just in passing, she said, oh, I don't know if you heard, but our doctor potentially has jury duty, and so we might get our appointments canceled. And I said, well, do I get a fucking $175 cancellation fee, right? So I'm right there. Now, do I know that there are other things I could have said, like, oh, that really sucks for her, jury duty's rough, I hope like she doesn't have like kid responsibilities? Yes, of course. But I'm, because of this 3-day barrage of get this paperwork yep. done, and by the way, never told me where to find the paperwork. I was on their website, couldn't find it. So I'm let's just say I'm frustrated.
Yeah, and maybe, right? maybe feeling a little validated in your feelings.
And so I say this, and then we start talking about some things, and then this conversation leads to other things, and I just have a lot on my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I have a lot on my mind. I take this Beam drink.
Are you still rocking
that I've
the
talked
Beam?
About
You're
on
still
the
rocking
show.
The Beam.
I restarted it with milk instead of water because I found out milk doesn't make me have to pee as much as water. So I drink milk, and that kind of goes into my body differently. It must. I don't know. It's a question for the functional doctor when she's done fucking being a jury member. And so I take this Beam, and I'm like out of it. So I go to let Poe out. He looks tentative. He's on the step.
He's like, motherfucker, you're on Beam right now.
Yeah. Well, he barks to let the world know, I'm coming out. Nobody eat me. Right? And I get it. It's got to be scary for an animal chained to something to go outside. But if I don't chain him, he's going to fucking run away.
Sure.
And so I'm out there with him for 10 minutes. Doesn't leave the front step. So I say to myself, I'm going to go wash my face, brush my teeth while he does his stuff. Then I'll come back out here and let him in. Well, I get into my nighttime routine, but here's the problem with my nighttime routine. I've normally already let the dog back in.
Yes.
And so I go fucking turn my lamp on, shut the overhead light off, hop in bed, shut the lamp off, tell Kelsey the things we tell each other at night, and I'm off to dreamland. 44 minutes later, says my Aura Ring. But I'm laying in bed not thinking about the dog because I'm in my head. I've already let him in. Well, Cut to do, just fucking wildly banging on the door. And I get up and I'm so out of it. And then I realize, as I see Poe run to me, fuck. I fucking left him out all night long. He is fine. Everything's fine. I checked his paws. I checked his ears. Everything's good. He laid on my lap for a long time, proving that he still loves me and I'm the alpha. But my day started in such a clusterfuck. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been like...
abandoned my dog outside overnight?
I don't know if you've ever done that. But I also don't know if you've ever... because you don't let the dog out. But if you've ever pounded... been woken up from someone pounding on the door.
No, that has to be terrifying.
And then you go, and there's no way to walk out of my bedroom without them seeing me, which is, in my opinion, a design flaw in the home.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I was a little hesitant going out there, and then I see the fucking cops, and I'm like, at this point, I can't see Poe, so I don't know what's happening. I think someone has tried to burgle our home. This person was walking by and saw it and called the cops. But this guy called the cops because he tried to text me and tried to email me. Well, my phone's off. I'm sleeping.
He literally was calling a wellness check.
Yes.
If you're this guy, you're going, somebody murdered Chad and Kelsey.
Absolutely.
Or one of them murdered the other one and
absolutely
then took care of themselves. Yeah. Yeah.
So he actually said, he goes, I know calling the cops is a little much. And I go, well, guess what? If I'm chained to my radiator, I fucking appreciate it.
Yeah, that was the right call by that guy.
I completely
agree. Sure.
But yeah, so then, you know, I'm feeling embarrassed, of course. I am feeling so fucking horrible about what I have done. And then Kelsey comes out and goes, what happened? And I go, I can't remember. Something like, I feel like shit, not right now. Just fucking immediately lending all the support to this ADHD argument that I need to lend. I am a fucking whiz at giving this stuff.
I think, can I pitch you a thought here?
I wish you would.
We need a poll function on this show. Like the question of the day, in the middle of the somewhere, question of the week. Log in right now. Head on over to X, formerly Twitter. Get on over to Elon Musk's Thought Machine. You can also find us on Truth Social, TikTok, and all the other apps. Head on over to your favorite social media platform. And why don't you log in, vote for today's question of the week. What does Chad have? Is it A, ADHD? Is it B, autism? Or is it C, just kind of a good old-fashioned run-of-the-mill small-town bad attitude? You can pick any of the three. I just think it'd be fun to... I think as an audience, because this is how I'm feeling, and so I just assume everybody feels the way I feel because I'm a toxic person.
Yeah.
I think the audience is probably thinking, well, I have an opinion of what Chad is.
Right.
I actually think he's just a run-of-the-mill small-town bummer. You know,
listen. If you think I'm
me,
a bummer,
wife,
come on. Come on.
That's not me. That's somebody listening. And by the way, their wife thinks, who also listens to the show, they listen to it as a couple and then they talk about it before bed. They're some of our most loyal fans, this hypothetical couple. But she's like, I don't think so. I've heard him say puzzles too many times in the history of the show to think anything other than autism. So I think we all have to pick our sides and wait for these results to roll. And how far are we away from the test?
Well, to be appointment made. So
appointment made.
Yep. But we're still 2 weeks
appointment
out.
Made.
We're still two now, weeks out. So
let me tell you something about appointments.
They can get canceled.
Make sure you go to them. Or they,
oh, yeah.
It's hard to get the next one. That's what I've learned.
And then there's also a $175 cancellation fee for some of them.
I'd like to get everybody on the record. I think it'd be good to get everyone on the record. I think, you know, and let's get all the show luminaries, right? Yeah. Is luminary a word or is that like a...
Luminary is a word. I don't know if it's the word you're looking for, but I'm going to let you play with it.
Is luminary like... important members of this show's history? Does that work? Luminary?
I mean, you can use it.
Yeah, but is it right? Now, because now I feel like you also don't know. So, I think we need to get everybody on the record. I can do the text work, but I think
Okay.
everybody wants to know if Mike what Mike Cronin thinks. I think everybody's going to want to know what side Ethan and Joel are on.
I
I
absolutely
think
don't want to leave it up to these fucking
I'm
nincompoops.
not done. I'm not, and it's not leaving it up to him. I'm just getting everybody on record. You've got Regan. You've got
He's gonna have my back. Somebody.
you've got
Finally.
Fritz,
Yep.
right? We have Kevin Bozeman's been on this show, Bill Squire. We have a lot, and I know I'm missing people, but there's a host of people that our community cares about. Let's get, it's like the NFL draft. Get all the experts in here. Get everybody in here and tell us who you think the team's gonna take with their first round draft
I'm
pick.
totally
Is it
willing to do that.
autism? I really want to know. I want to get everybody's opinion on the board, and I want to lock in my final answer before the day comes. Get
Okay.
Shoobs on the board. Shoobs is part of the, I mean, Shoobs is super high functioning
Yep.
autism,
True.
right?
Yep.
Get him on the board. Like he, let's get him around you. Let him,
I actually thought it was high functioning super autism. I think you put super in the wrong.
So I think we just get everybody on the board, and we see where it lands. I think
Well,
it's a fun
okay. I
cliffhanger.
like this. I like people that actually know me because there was a psychologist that did go to X and was like, I mean, you might have a little ADHD, but also you're old enough to where you've figured out how to deal with it and live your life. And he goes, and if you are on the autism spectrum, you are like so high functioning again that you figured everything out. There might be a little sprinkle, but here's the problem. That's from a listener who doesn't really know me because there are times where we like right, I become a little hyperbolic on here and say some things
You
that don't always, yeah, me
and me,
and you. Sure. Yeah, okay.
both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mike Brody would be a good. So here's the thing. I think we get people
Well,
that
here's
know
the
you.
problem. I don't think Mike Brody knows me well enough anymore to chime in. I understand that you said that he was found to be on the autism spectrum, but my issue with that is, have you ever met someone that comes out of rehab and they're like, "Oh my God, you need to stop drinking." It's like, "No, I don't. I don't have the thing that you have."
Yeah, it's the people who go to therapy for a decade and then they're like, "You need therapy. Here's what's wrong with you." It's like, you're not a doctor.
Right.
You're just a person who did therapy.
Right. Now, I will tell you, I am one of those people that's gone to therapy for almost a decade, and I tell people, I think therapy's a good idea.
I think that's
I don't
great, but
look
you
someone
don't
right in the face.
therapize.
Right. I
Don't
don't look someone in the face and
therapize
go,
me.
"Oh, you're fucked up. You better go to therapy."
Yeah, and you
I
don't
just think it's a
go,
good
this
idea in
is
general.
You don't diagnose. There are some people who go to therapy and then they go, "You have trauma issues from your childhood that are calling you like, ah, aren't you a barista?" Like that's what I'm saying. Aren't
Right.
you not a therapist? But
Oh,
so,
when I
okay.
didn't hear your name, you spelled it instead of saying it again. You spelled it. So that means your dad hit you.
So I think I get a vote. Like if we're talking roll call here, right? Because you already have your family weighing in,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
So roll call here. Like I feel like I get to get on the roll call. I do think Joel and Ethan especially. I do think Ethan has spent enough time with you. He's not like intimate. He's not in your house all the time,
Right.
but he spent enough time interacting with and around you that he can see it.
Yeah. I
So
think
we
because
get
a lot
those.
of these people are going to just come up with the vote fucking awesome, that I'm fucking
Yeah.
awesome.
Should
And
we add fucking awesome?
I
Because
think
we
you
have
should. I think
so
you
we
should
have
add fucking awesome.
so we've got the four choices are, and again, hit us up on X, formerly Twitter, Elon Musk's Think Machine. Put your words on there. There's no rules. Have a blast out there. Say what you want. I'm so sick of certain types of people, and I just let it rip out there. So we're talking four options here.
Yep.
ADHD.
Yep.
One, two,
Spr
autism.
sprinkled with the tism. That's what we're going to say. Sprinkled
Sprinkle with
with
a
the
tism.
tism.
Now, here's the thing. Three is small town attitude. Four is
fucking
now this
awesome.
One fucking awesome, but underneath fucking awesome, I think here's the real, you said something really important. It wouldn't be surprising, like, if you got, I think the amount of people that are like a tiny percent on these spectrums
Well,
is
yeah,
probably a lot of people.
That's why there is a spectrum. Sure.
Yes, it's probably a lot of, so like if you are just a tiny bit on ADHD or off, like a tiny bit, I don't think that's a win for those first two. I think that drops you in fucking awesome.
I think it
Because
drops me in
it
fucking awesome as
I
well.
think it drops you in fucking awesome.
And
Yeah.
then
Not that, and by the way, not that you
number
can't be
five.
fucking awesome with those first two things. Let's
I
not send
understand
people out
that.
into the
I understand
wilderness,
that, but
but
I'm
we're
saying without
diagnosing
that.
you.
Right. Without
We're
that,
diagnosing
we're
you.
saying fucking awesome. And you know how sometimes they go, oh, well, the jury has a question. Can they actually vote for manslaughter two, even though it's not on the thing? Yeah. If you just want to put awesome and not fucking awesome, that's
That's
fine.
totally fine.
That counts. And
We'll absolutely let that
number
happen.
five option is going to be cannot vote. He's smarter than me. And that could probably translate right back to number one or number two with an attitude like that. I have, here we go. Ready?
Oh, so this is, you found the, you have the Olivia poem.
To the spider, the shadowed creature in the corner of the room, I hate you. You scared me just as your brothers and sisters did before you. And I will tell you what I told them. You are a trespasser that does not belong here. You entered without knocking, roamed freely like this is your home, and decorated my walls with unwanted silk webs without asking. You may not be the only killer here, but only one of us is innocent, and it's not you. The spider says to me, its brittle body squashed and dying. It's not you either. There is venom infused in my fang-shaped maws. But I was born this way. What's your excuse? If you could count your murders, how long would you be counting? Am I really this threatening? I thought human hearts were bigger than mine, but you have killed with malice instead of marrow in your bones and poison bubbling behind your scowl. And I'm sorry for scaring you, but I didn't know being seen would cost me my life. Maybe if you didn't fabricate the prickly feeling of my legs creeping upon your skin while I crawled across the living room floor, if the webs I weaved were made of cotton candy and captured clementines, cherries, and sweet peas rather than struggling wings and blood, if I had a pink tongue, plush fur, a wagging tail, and fur legs instead of eight, would you, if I only had two eyes? And they were glittering stars and not supermassive black holes. Probably black holes. If I was the same but looked different, maybe you wouldn't hate me. Maybe you wouldn't have loved me either, and maybe you still wouldn't have let me stay, but maybe you would have shown me the door or a window. Maybe you would have shown me mercy, but you are still standing, and I am still sorry. I think maybe, no matter how reluctant, mercy would have been enough. And let your fucking dog in.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.